Blog Talk Radio.
There's something in your eyes makes me wanna lose myself. Makes me wanna lose myself in your arms. There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts the rest of my life. If you knew how lonely my life has been, and how long I've been so alone. If you knew how I wanted someone to come along and change my life the way you've done. Feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all way back where I come from. It feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong. The window breaks down a long dark street, and a siren wails in the night. But I'm alright, 'cause I have you here with me, and I can almost see through the dark there's light. If you knew how much this moment means to me, and how long I've waited for your touch. If you knew how happy you are making me, I've never thought I'd love anyone so much. It feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I come from. It feels like home to me. Feels like home to me. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong. Feels like I'm all the way back where I belong.
I better explain that, Hatter. Even though you're hosting, I better explain that.
Oop,
hello, Hatter. Are you there?
Yeah, gotcha. I'm here. Yeah, go ahead.
Excellent. Well, that was Feels Like Home by Randy Newman, who's a brilliant composer, American composer. And I heard a version of that the other week, which I really liked. And so I had to go just singing it without any accompaniment, and it worked out okay. So that was me singing Randy Newman, Feels Like Home.
The short people, Randy Newman?
The Short People, Randy Newman, the one, the only. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Well, stumbled on to Team of Voices Radio. What? Team of Voices Radio. That was A.P. Taylor, co-host for the night, singing a Randy Newman song. Stumbled into Team of Voices Radio. Tonight, Saturday, Saturday, we were talking about Chris, the last crystal ball. Oh, Flat Fingers, Tombstone Shadow. The last crystal ball. It was the prompt from several weeks ago. We postponed it for a week, I believe. And with me is A.P. Taylor, man from down under, man from Snowy River. How you doing, A.P.?
I'm very well, Adam. Very well.
Good. Let me see. I don't see Deborah Lee. She with us. She does all the heavy lifting in the back, so we can look pretty. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter. Hey, AP.
That came out okay, Deb.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to hang up on you, Deb.
No,
that's
right.
Answering
I was
you.
Trying to remind you to get in the studio.
Got
here just in time to hear the intro song.
Cool. Well, last crystal ball. I did one of these before. Not an easy subject. You think it is, but it isn't. How did it go for you, AP? Right? Okay.
Yeah. Look, it's an interesting one, Hannah, because it's you think there'd be a lot of poems and a lot of stuff on the last crystal ball, and there's not. You know, there's actually a lot less than what you think. And so I was okay with my poem because I had an idea about it. But I tell you what, looking up, trying to find other poems about this was something, you know, was not easy.
Yeah. It was a thought I had, I don't know how long ago, probably a couple of years.
Yeah,
you know, in search of sort of like the legend of Excalibur, you know, the last crystal ball.
Yes.
And the powers it has.
Yes.
And what it means. So, well, so let me get. There we go. Deborah, how did you write? Did you find it easy or confusing?
It was hard. My poem is crap, but I tried.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
And Wayne is here.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, yeah, guys.
All right.
I was checking to see what time the show comes on. It was already on. Well, I better hurry and get on and call in.
Glad to
I'm almost missed it.
Yeah, early show this week. Before we get started. Well, we can talk about that later. We're talking about football. I put mine up first so we can get it over with. And I put it up on the board on a quest for the last crystal ball. Everybody got it?
Got it.
Let's see if I can do this. Okay. The story begins the day it did not rain. Stuck inside where you can't hide, it seemed like such a shame. Future clouds in tomorrow's skies reflecting off the walls. Hear the coming of the king and a quest for the last crystal ball. To be known as evil when it's the last, seeking those that fill the past. Darker the hours that color the days, watching the shadows turn our way. Labor's mastered to find the orb, sounding out the calls. Secrets told in silent words on the quest for the last crystal ball. Yeah, brevity.
I was just getting into it. I sort of like was like this is really sort of taking me, and it's lyrical, and it's rolling along, and I thought to myself, you know, as I said, I was just getting into it, and then I wanted a bit more, Adam.
I tried.
Yeah? I did. I wanted a bit more. And we've got a visitor to the studio. Hannah? Hello.
My
name is
Bella, the newlywed.
Hey.
Hello, Bella.
Hello, hello.
Bella. It's been a while. How you been?
I'm doing great. I wanted to comment on your piece. I too, like AP, this is a very stunning piece. It really brought me in the second stanza, you know, future clouds and tomorrow's skies reflecting off the walls. Hear the coming of the king on a quest for the last crystal ball. That is it really sets the story up, and I think there's more to this that you can write. I think that this is just the beginning, and I think you can make a nice little story from this. So great job.
Trilogy is born.
Well, it sort of like felt like, you know, I was off running with bloody Tolkien again. You know, it just had a sort of sense of ages about it. Had it? I, as I said, you know, I just wanted to keep on going and stop. That's all.
Well, maybe I'll try. I shall try. Hey, Deborah, what do you think?
Oh, no, I know. But anyway, so there you go. So we're on Crystal Ball. That's what we're on for the record.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But no, I really liked it, Hannah. What about Deb? What did you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with everybody, Hannah. I think you should expand on it some, and that second stanza that people are quoting with the quest for the last crystal ball is really, really awesome. And that, I guess, future clouds and tomorrow's skies. I went with the sky and the moon being the crystal ball. So, but yours is better. Great share.
Yeah, we'll see. Wayne, what did you think of today?
Wayne, what did you think of Hatter's piece?
I said I want me a crystal ball. I wonder what the ball does besides being evil. Your poem has great rhyme and intrigue, begging for more. I had a crystal ball once when I was a warlock, but it broke. Great job on the poem.
That's a nice aside. I just happened to be a warlock. That's really cute. Wayne, that's really cute. I just happened to put that in there. It's really cute.
And do.
Well done.
Yeah, so sort of like the last of anything mystical or magical is more powerful, turns evil.
You had me, Hannah. I thought you kicked off pretty well, actually, to be honest.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Who's up next, Hannah? Yeah, your host. You have to.
Yeah, I was looking up any kind of information on the phrase, the last crystal ball. And like you said, there's not a lot there.
No, it's not.
You think somebody else.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, crystal ball. Give you an idea. I went back to the Greek and tried to find some stuff from the Greek, and I struggled there. And then I went back to Shakespeare, and I went to Macbeth, and I struggled with that.
It's hard.
But
it mixed the highway. Yeah. It seems like you hit a dead end. No matter what you start with, you only go so far.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah, I reckon that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Have to make a nursery rhyme or something. Not a nursery rhyme, but a fairy tale or something about it. So. Yeah. Last crystal ball. I went looking for the piece that I wrote before and couldn't find it. I don't know what I titled it.
I hate it when that happens.
This was my 1,250th poem.
Oh, really?
1,250.
Oh, wow.
I can't believe it.
Wow.
There you go. There you go. Somebody on a bet 800.
Yeah, I don't.
Adam, so you got me.
You know, the bad part of it is if you don't somehow list them in, on the, your list in some kind of order, it's easy to,
yeah.
easy to lose them. That's a lot of pages to go through, find them.
But you get to the point point where you can't actually remember what you've done, Hatter. That's where I get to, you know.
Yeah, start over. But, yeah. You know, thank you, guys. Felon, so we're surprised to hear from you. I'm glad you're back.
Yes, it's been almost a year. December 22nd would be a year since I've really been on the site or done much of anything. So,
oh,
wow.
But I'm back.
I'm back. Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Well, who would like to go next?
None of us are really right better because
Wayne's
all sort of looked at the topic.
I know none of you want to follow my poetry. I understand
who's
that.
Who's going to go last, really? But is mine up next, or I'll put mine next? Hatter?
We're second.
Yeah?
I think mine's again.
Let's put mine up, Hatter. See what you think.
Sure, we'll do that.
Righto. So this is called Within the Shade of a Crystal Ball. Yeah, Within the Shade of a Crystal Ball.
Felon put that one up. There you go.
Yeah, we'll get flip up next. We're just going to refresh the studio. So I'll do mine, then we'll do Felon's. Yeah. The fashion these days with weddings due to avoid the aisle and the bouquet too. Priest can be saved, so forget the tune while hit up the guests for a honeymoon. Still something of import has occurred, needed as a party while music words, save the day linked to calendars wide. 6 months out, the invitation spied. A garden event with smart casual attire, a celebration with cakes to meet off a fire, and with a short jab passed to old tradition, the bride and groom link in the intermission. Below, the crystal ball hanging for dancers redirects light off various happenstances. One can alter memories, yet still they range, even if the photos are sought to change. The sound of a voice and approach bound are reflections of time and influence found, different aspects highlighted within glass. Below, the two dancers temporarily go past. Cannot delete history's pain or its crescent, nor can one assume the future or the present. The glass facets providing guidance and insight if choose to see them. Hope remains bright. End poem.
Hatter, are you muted?
Yeah, I'm thinking like you're muted.
Yes, I am. Talking away. AP, you said you went to Shakespeare. What were the other ones you tried?
I went to Shakespeare. I went funny everywhere, and then I just went back and did that one. So I pondered around the place quite a ways, and then I just settled back down and did that one.
Yeah, maybe the two, the bride and groom on top of the cake, right?
Sort of reflection, Hannah. Yeah. So, anyway, there you go. I was in contemplative mood, as you are sometimes.
Felon, what did you think?
Wow, this AP, it's almost like a sixth sense that you wrote this because I just remarried my ex-husband after 23 years of being divorced, and you never know what's in that crystal ball. You never know what's below below the stars and everything that's, you know, that the heaven sees us do, because to me that's the crystal ball. And that, you know, there is a lot of pain, there is a lot of hurt, and there's a lot of things that happen, but you never say never. Because when you do, it's going to come back and bite you in the ass every time. And so I ate my words and taken them. So beautifully written.
Well,
you're quite the poet.
Yeah, and beware, don't ever proclaim a summer for you yourself. I did that once. I was set free from other obligations. I said, this is the summer of me. I'm going to have a good time. And, man, don't ever say that. It'll turn bad. Wayne, what did you think?
I said a great poem about felons' wedding. So nice show is about a crystal ball or darkness or weddings. They're all dark to me. This is a wonderful poem with great rhyme. I loved it. Great job, Barry AP.
Yeah.
The darker days. Deborah, have you come in?
Yeah. I think that the descriptions really drive the mood through, and the play on words with the past, present, and future is really, really clever. And you can picture a lot of the scenes, like the wedding do, and the bouquet, like the honeymoon, all the words that push the thought of that wedding. And like I said, the emotion that comes from it. But then on top of it, like Felon had just mentioned, this show was postponed like 2 or 3 weeks, I can't remember for sure, and then to have you read it on the day that a newlywed joins us was pretty kismet there, so even better. Awesome show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's get Felon's up there.
Yep.
Okay.
And even though she's here, there's one on. There's a sound in the studio for her if you refresh.
And I wrote this about me and my new husband, so that's what this is about.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Take me home.
Huh?
Oh, I'm not in the studio. Is it a SoundCloud?
Oh, you want me to do it? I've got it. I can do that. Hold on. Yeah. It's all good. Let me. I'm just refreshing now, and I'm going to play. Play your SoundCloud now, Phil. Here we go.
Take me home. Let go of our wrongs. Just for the night, we'll get this right. Hold me tight. Just know this is only for tonight. Come daylight, there'll be no you and no for the night. This time we'll get it right. Is this for love or is it for spite? Just know this is only for tonight. Come daylight, there will be no you, no. I've ever needed. it's your name I reach. In your arms I'm meant to sleep. Take me home is where we both belong. More than the night, it's life. Our vows make me your wife. This time, maybe we'll get it right. Just know I want you for life. Come daylight, I'll fight for you. And I'll fight for me. Take me home. Take me home. Maybe this time we'll get it right. Am I all you crave? Take me home.
So somebody knows how to play the piano. That was very good.
Thank you.
I got a little bit of the bad boy syndrome. Not syndrome. Was it the girls like the bad boys? You're not what I need. Where is it? You're not what I need. Yet you're all I believe. This is very good. AP, what do you think?
I love the singing, Alan. I like the singing. I mean, I think it's sort of singing. You read emotion into singing, and I think the best singing is emotional, and the best singing comes from the heart. And but there's something really bare, and there's something really difficult about just singing something, because you hear it for all its imperfections when you listen to it yourself. But when others listen to it, they hear the emotion, and it's just beautiful to hear.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, very good. Deborah, any comment?
Yeah. Phil, you were playing and you were singing and you wrote it. Wow.
Yeah.
And I see, Hatter, where you got the bad boy syndrome from, for where you're not what I need. But probably more because, well, they got divorced, so there was an issue the first time. But wisdom comes with maturity as well, and that spark just never died, and sometimes the second fire that the spark triggers is burning with more blaze than ever. So I kind of think that with the kind of love and romance that was just oozing from your voice as you sang, that you'll get it right this time. And I'm really, really thrilled for you, and I wish you years and years and years of love to come.
Thank you. Great. I'm hoping that it works out for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. Wayne, what'd you think?
I said, I love this poem. It's going to take time for me to get over you marrying, and my heart is shattered. But I wish you the best, and I wish you singing nothing. No, I'm just kidding. Great, so you did a great job singing. I love this poem. Good job.
Thank you, Wayne.
Okay, good. Okay, let's see. Wayne, you brought one, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I put it on the board, and he's got a recording, too.
Okay.
Okay, so
I thought the night was about darkness, so I thought it was just about darkness.
So that's okay. Are you happy for me to play the SoundCloud? I'm in the studio, Hatter, so I'll play that now for Wayne.
Yeah, please do.
Okie doke. Here we go.
This poem is called Hello, Buddy. Hello, darkness, my old friend. Nice seeing you again. We made a good team, me and you. Think of you when the day is through. You worked hard since we first met. Became this partner once you get. Always on time, never saw you late. I've heard when they called you Slate. You could be mysterious, peaceful or scary. Or a great place to go when one is weary. Some people think we're brothers, but we're opposites like no others. Hello darkness, my old friend. I guess I'll go. But don't worry, I'll be back before you know. Yeah, we make a good team that's out of sight. And all my buddies call me Daylight. And
I'm sorry, that was my fault. We changed them around so many times that I forgot to change it back to the crystal ball. So Hello Darkness will be next week, but still glad you brought the poem anyway. Go ahead, Hatter, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. I was talking about the mute button. Yeah, you worked hard since we first met. I didn't get the partnership until towards the end. Hello Darkness, my old friend. And all my buddies called me Daylight. That's a great ending. Fallon, what did you think?
It's always Wayne has a twist or something, somewhere, somehow. You think he's going one direction, and then he'll just then send you in another. But I think it still has the double entendre on it, the darkness of himself, that he's, you know, he's more himself in the daylight, but then when the darkness comes, that's the other side of him that comes out. But yet he's not that dark all the time, so. Every now and then he's gonna bring it out. So I like how you put this. It speaks two messages, and that's what I love, anything with a twist and something that makes you really think. Very well written.
Thanks,
Dylan.
Thank you. Can I comment?
Yeah, why you're right, Tom. That Wayne often sort of takes a path less trodden, but I actually really love the music in the background of this, because it was just a lovely adjunct to the words. And Wayne always gets the rhyme and flow right, always tells a story. Some great lines. You can be mysterious, peaceful or scary, or a great place to go when one is weary. There's just some of the rhyming and some of the senses of the words are just are really quite beautiful. It's a great piece, Wayne.
Well, thank you, Hippie.
Cool. Oh, I lost track. Did Deb, did you talk, come in?
Did not yet, no. Wayne, I like the sentiment here. We made a good team, me and you. Think of you when the day is through, which is a nice play on words because he comes, your old friend comes to visit, you know, every night when
right.
the day is through. Always on time, never saw you late. I've heard them when they call you Slate, the Slate Sky. So I thought that your wording was really brilliant there. You can be mysterious, peaceful, or scary, or a great place to go when one is weary. Some people think we are brothers, but we're opposite like no others. I like the peaceful or scary because, like, sometimes night you hear the crickets and the little bit of wind, and it just really does sound peaceful. And then sometimes you hear the creaks and stuff, and the noises that don't bother you in the daylight are pretty scary at night. So I like how you dipped into all the different aspects of the darkness and brought them to life here. And at the end, but don't worry, I'll be back before you know. We make a team that's out of sight, and all my buddies call me Daylight. I love the playfulness there that, you know, your buddies call you Daylight, like somebody would call someone Sunshine because they light up the place. So, hello, Daylight.
Daylight, darkness. Thank you.
My dad did that, called certain people Sunshine.
That's my daughter's nickname, Sunshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one with the seizures. She's my first, and when she was a baby, I would sing her, you know, "You Are My Sunshine," and it stuck, and everybody calls her Sunshine. Anyway.
How's she doing? How's she doing anyway?
She has her moments, but today's a good day.
Oh, good. You're good. So the last crystal ball. I'll put more thought in my suggestions. what do we got coming up this week, Deb? You want to go over the schedule?
That I can do. Well, we can start with the fact that when everybody joins us next week, the topic will be "Hello, Darkness, My Old Friend." And we never run out of ways to write for darkness. So even though a couple of the poems are about darkness because I forgot to change the topic board, I'm sure they'll still be wonderful again next week. But let's see here. I am... looks like we are actually off on Sunday, and then on Monday I have my topic up, and the artist for this week is Steve Mackey, and he's got some freaky art. I'm really looking forward to seeing what everybody pulls from his poetry and brings with them. It's, I just cannot find it. Oh, there it is. Sorry about that. Yeah, he's got, you know, some of them are really freaky and some of them are kind of quaint. So, you know, it just depends on the direction you take. Since we've been dipping into the darkness all month of October for the Halloween month, and, of course, that is Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday night, we have Sky, and I'm hoping that she's feeling better, so we will see how that goes. And her topic is everything's okay. Oh, it's her shutter button poetry. So if you flick through, if you've ever written for one of her shutter button poetry contests, you could bring that with you. Or she also has a new contest going, and you could choose one of those photos and write to that. But all the photos in her shutter button shows are taken by her in her photography. So there's that, and her shows go live at 8 Eastern. And she's filling in that Tuesday just because it happened to be open, and right now she's going crazy with topics. And on Wednesday night, she'll be back at 8 o'clock as well, and it's her Dungeons & Dragons Halloween edition, and she's got some pretty wicked characters to choose from. And I must say that she made the mistake of putting up a critter that is called the rot fly. And that fly vomits maggots. And maggots are something that freak her out. And she's like, oh, no, why did I put that up there? So I'm looking forward to torturing her on Wednesday. Just saying. Again, 8 o'clock. And I'm not positive what Sweet Pea's topic is for Thursday, but she goes live at 10 p.m., so just keep an eye out for that. And then we should be having a man cave with you and Stephen Hatter. So there's the entire week. The month is flying by, and Hatter must be muted again.
God darn it. Yeah. I was mentioning Sky's shows. You can't help but learn something from it, which I like. She's got a dark attitude, but a very light pen. It's all right. Maybe not. But, yeah, invite everybody to show up on Sky's Night. They're really informative, and she has a good time. She's got the gift of gab. Great host. And let's see. Where are we? Deborah. Is it Deborah's turn?
My turn? Okay.
Your turn.
Yep. Yeah, I'll put it up there. All right. So, like I said, I wouldn't say that this is one of my best poems, but I wanted to contribute to your topic, and it's called If the Moon Was Man's Last Crystal Ball. And I found this really cool crystal ball that had a moon inside it, so I ran with it. Anyhow, in the star-freckled sky canopy, moonlight glows with opal blue. It shines full and round at night on pigments with an ebony hue. The moon is the last crystal ball, spreading messages on the sky to the earth and the oceans too as pearl-tinted clouds float high. Can man look to the moon for answers, to clear the land and seas of pollutions, just like looking into the last crystal ball and asking a fortune teller for solutions? Paul.
This is deep. Draws the question, it's not about just stop polluting. How about fixing the mess you made?
Yeah, that too, if only.
Little soapboxy, huh? Felon, what'd you think?
Oh, my gosh, Deb, let me just tell you, this I really love. And I don't know why you said it's not one of your best, because to me, you know, I'm a sucker for brevity and one that's got nicely typed, packed lines, and each one of these have a zinger to it. I like the opening stanza in itself really captured you in the star-freckled sky canopy, and like glows with opal blue. It shines full and round at night on pigments with an ebony hue. You just described the moon so perfectly, because it does have a blue to it, a glow. It also has the ebony, but it just, you basically just opened up and just drawed everybody in. I really enjoyed this a great deal, and you just wrote this an hour ago. Very impressive.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, the phrase, I know the guy who turns the wheels that lowers the sun to the sea. Love that line. Wayne, what'd you think?
Well, I said the moon is maybe our last hope. I thought I saw the man in the moon crying the other day. Your poem is cool and brings up a topic that needs to be examined. I like your poem. You had good great rhyme and it brings up a great topic. Everybody knew we could talk about that for hours, but I don't know if we ever get the earth cleaned up or not. But we're trying our best we can right now. I think. Great job on the poem. Loved it.
Thank you, Wayne.
Wow, I thought I saw the moon crying, is that what you said? AP, what'd you think?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I actually saw a picture of a meteor hitting the moon the other day. And it's really fascinating, because the whole thing moved and it, like, trembled. And you sort of think to yourself, you know, it reacted like somebody would if they'd been punched. And so when we sort of look to the moon for answers, you just sort of think to yourself, that looked really interesting. That's a really interesting thought.
Yeah, it's
Thank
not
you,
bad,
you.
Deb. What
you Appreciate
thinking?
That.
Right on. We're approaching 15 minutes, I guess. Let's talk
football.
this is a weird year, fantasy football. Don't think you're safe with the, except for Deborah's kid. Don't think you're safe with the team you got.
Any given Sunday.
I know. Yeah,
look,
I started
yeah.
off okay.
Every other week, our team's not good.
Yeah, tomorrow got me 30. That's cool. Almost 30.
I 2 weeks ago, my starting team, they said, was 142. And then I've got absolutely decimated by injuries and everything else. And I think this week it was 102. So, I think it just goes to show that
those guys
you never be comfortable.
Yeah, those guys are trying to secure their job because they don't know what they're talking about. If you look at what they project and what players end up doing, it's like they're really protecting themselves and not going out on a limb and saying this guy will have a good game this game, tomorrow or whatever.
Yeah.
They don't do that. It's all numbers and, talk to
seems like every week. It seems like every other week, guys, they do one week, next week they don't do nothing. And so it's kind of hard to see what's going to happen because they're so erratic. And it's really like they're so erratic. My thing is, one week they'll go to 160 points, next week they'll get 85. It's wild.
Beware Wayne's team when you match up with him, because when he gets his quarterback settled in, it's going to be tough.
I got a solid team right now. Okay, I got a solid team put together.
Yeah.
Next week's going to be it'll all be together next week. It'll be a great team next week.
So Felon's probably going, what the hell are you guys talking about? We're in the fantasy football league Deborah started for us.
I don't yell at the TV. I only yell at the games when my husband yells. So that's why I'm like, yeah. I don't know what's going on. No.
Yeah, it gets addicting. It'll be fun. Look at the projections at the beginning at the draft, and then look at where we are, in what position. So they got a lot to figure out. And like you said. AP learned about the injured reserve, the questionable, and your bye week. Your bye week. Everybody gets hit hard once, at least once. And you got to anticipate that. You pick up a player that you're going to have to play because somebody's sitting, especially tight ends. And
there's a lot of strategy in this game. A lot of strategy.
Hey, Deb, is this the same? Did you work it out as far as scoring the same as last year? To say it's the same setup?
Yeah.
As far as you can score? Okay. It seems like the quarterbacks aren't getting what they used to, but that...
They ain't doing
for,
what they used to either.
And defense is doing twice as good as they did.
Yeah.
Defense is twice as good as they used to be.
Well, I had Mahone all last year, and he was my staple. He was solid all year long for me. But he's not doing that this year as well.
Not so far, but he still pulled in good numbers. But I think they're all out of whack as far as who's doing what and who's staying in the pocket and who's not.
To be able to step up into that pocket, be a pocket passer, is like you have to have the nerves of a fighter pilot. To be able to stand there and step into the pocket, because your senses tell you to scramble to get the hell out of there, and you just got to step up into it. That's a hard thing to do.
Another thing is, as they get older, they do a lot less running themselves, which is a big chunk of the scores from last year. So
that's true. That's
plus
true.
We've had weather.
Yeah, the owners of the NFL teams, they do not like to see their $45 million boy down there running the ball. They don't like that. I can see why.
Listen, Hatter, not to interrupt the fantasy football chat, but we still have a recording from Phil. And then we have a couple of the classics. We'll just get AP to choose one of those because the reason we moved the show up is so that I could leave to get my son. And
is it Gerald? Gerald's
more,
recording?
We have at least two more to squeeze in. And Bill's is on the board.
Oh, let's get going.
Yeah.
Let's do it. If AP,
well, let's
can you grab those for me?
Yeah, I'll play Phil's SoundCloud now, Hatter. Here we go.
Cool. Thank you.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called In the Darkness I Brood. In the darkness I brood with pitiful wings that sag beneath the blood-red rain, screams of lust haunting the alleyways, finally filling my wine glass to the brim. I drink down your life source while you lay limp in my arms. Finally, you gave yourself to me. Now you are part of the night. Dripping crimson from poison lips, a thirst that can never be satisfied, an urge to survive through the years, never to see the sunlight. Alone, I crawl into the corner of the shadows, to sleep the day away until the time to rise at the beckoning squeals of the night that is music to my lifeless soul. Blood, I seek pure virgin's neck. I taste, watching her bosom rise and fall, her heart beats faster the further I penetrate, to make her bleed, to soil her innocence. And she becomes my gothic queen, pale as the moon in darkened sheets, with blood-stained lips that have kissed 1,000 gentlemen and prized dandies. On the rooftops, I brood over my loneliness, centuries of pain, of regret, of fear. But I'm just a prisoner of the night, waiting for another fair maiden, so I can purse her soft white skin and touch the nape of her sweet neck. Just one bite to change your life, my dear. Become as lonely as I am. End poem.
Man, that is, Bill goes dark. Where's that part? Tell she becomes my gothic queen, pale as the moon in darkened sheets. I'm just guessing, AP, maybe you can help us out. 1,000 gentlemen and prize dandies. What's the term dandies?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to have to do a bit of work on that one, Anna. I noticed that myself. So just give me a minute and I'll do a bit of investigation.
Oh, okay. No big deal. Phil, I'm a solid poet. Rowan, what did you think? Phil the poet.
She had to go, but she pinky promises that she will join us again soon.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
Wayne had to go too. He said, great show. So it's okay. Just the three of us.
I will comment and just say I actually really like this poem. It's quite dark, as you said, Hatter, and that loneliness will sit over the roofs with brooding wings, which is the quote that he used. But I really like the contrast of the dark and the light, and I think he's done a wonderful job with it.
Yeah, he's solid. I said this last week too. He's complete. He doesn't stray from the storyline. There's a beginning and an end.
Yeah, agreed.
He doesn't go too far into the metaphors that you get lost.
No. He just really controls the story and controls everything about the poem. It's really cool.
Okay. Well, let's get the anything else? Another one up there. We've got one more.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to quickly.
Let me. Can I
do
I comment first, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Please.
Yeah, no.
I thought when Phil steps into the darkness, he really brings it. And I thought I agree with you that the complete story is there. And this is from a Bram Stoker contest for which he won a bronze award, which is easy to see why.
Oh, okay.
But his details are fantastic, and the tone in his voice as he read added a layer to it as well. I think that he did a fabulous job with it. And
go ahead.
No, I was going to say something on a side note. So if this is about Phil, please say it.
I was just saying that in the past, I remember Phil the poet when he enters a contest. He doesn't enter the 10 person. It's the big ones. So to get a bronze in some of those is quite remarkable. Just saying.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And my side note, Hatter, I don't remember if I remember to tell you in our conversations because I was a little worried about your upcoming surgery at the time and all, but we introduced classic poems on each topic several weeks ago, and it's a nice aspect of it. So we have been incorporating one or two classic poems into each episode. And the last poem that we have for tonight is one that AP chose from Henry Lawson. It's not actually his. It's the classic poet choice for the week. So just
all right. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Anytime, AP.
So, look, this is a poem about sort of looking forward into the crystal ball about what's happened, Hatter.
Okay.
And what's going to happen, and Henry was somebody who was really, you know, thinking about the world and thinking about his world around him, and this is a great example of a poem by him. This is The Sacrifice of Ball's Head from Henry Lawson from 1916, and it goes a bit like this. They're taking a push, as all the rest must go. The only spot of cliff and bush that harbour people know. The spirit of the past is dead. North Sydney has no soul. The state is cutting down Ball's Head to make a wharf for coal. Where picnic parties used to go to spend a glorious day with all the scenery of a coast and not a cent to pay. The deep, cool tangle shall be cleared to make the glaring roads. Motor lorries jolt and grind and drag their sordid loads. And strings of grimy trucks shall run in everlasting trains, and on the cliffs where wild trees are shall stand the soulless cranes to dump their grimy loads below where great bright brown rocks are grand and the deep grass and wild flowers grow and boating couples land. No more shall poorer families give grandma and granddad a glimpse of nature's mysteries to make their old hearts glad. No more our eyes shall be relieved in the city's garish day. A sordid crime has been achieved, and none has ought to say. End poem.
Ah, nice. Henry Lawson, is he always in the APAB?
Not always, but he had a preference for it, I think, a little bit like myself. He sort of spat out ABAB, you know, just as his base, but he didn't always.
Sure.
But he was a big one on social issues and looking forward to, you know, what was going to happen, and that was an example for me of that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Reading one of the old classics, Henry Lawson. All right, that 1916 was the when it was published.
Yeah, that was when it was first in the newspaper in 1916. And I put my current progress up on the board, Deb. I know you have to go, but that's current platypus progress.
Yeah, no, I had just commented. I thought that Mr. Platypus is coming out really great, and now it's like a more complete water scene, and like he's foraging food in those rocks or pebbles at the bottom of the stream. So I think it's coming up really, really good. We'll have to see how that one looks on the cover too.
Yeah, got a little bit of work to do, but it's coming out nicely, I think.
I can tell you're learning background and forward subject, what to do first.
Yes, I've got a lot better at it, Hatter. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I can tell.
A lot cleaner. Yeah.
But,
you should have seen it when it was just a few things drawn on the page, and he put all the work into the platypus, and the expression on the platypus' face and the air bubbles rising out of the water. It's mind-blowing to see how many of these he's building out since he got his confidence. It's just like one after another. And of course, I had to challenge him because he was making all these great landscapes, but nothing had anything living in it. I said, "Where's the critters?"
Yeah, I know. I know. That was sort of what was happening. You know, there was just lots of landscapes, and there was nothing alive. Yeah. So anyway, so next week we have got. We've got darkness. Yes, is the topic.
Yes, hello darkness, which because of the confusion with the day we had off because my big brother had some surgery. It'll be instead of being open poetry next week, it'll be the hello darkness, my old friend, so that it stays in October. And then the following week, of course, we'll start the new month with open poetry. So the next 2 weeks are hello darkness, my old friend, and then open poetry.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
The next show is
perfect.
Monday, and I just put the link on the board. Choose your art, and I look forward to seeing everyone at 10 p.m. Great show, Heather.
Right. Perfect. Thanks, Deb. Thanks, Heather.
Cool. And good luck. Good luck tomorrow.
You too. Break a leg. Not literally.
Yep. No, please don't break any more bones.
Not literally.
Thanks,
I can't
Heather. Thanks, Deb.
Night, guys. Love and respect.
In a week. Okay, bye.
Can we play a song? Can we play a song to go out?
You can play a song. What song would you like, Heather? Tell me what song you'd like.
Okay. Tombstone Shadow, I think.
Okay.
Oh, no. As long as there's
light.
Okay.
So hold on.
Okay,
got it.
CCR, and it should be towards the top, AP.
You've got it.
I'm going to turn it up.
Yep.
Someone told me long ago there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time.
Thanks, Adam. Growing long. Thanks, AP. Thanks, Deborah.
Thanks, Adam.
Talk soon.
See you next week.
Yep. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.